I'd like to call the Ways and Means Committee meeting to order today, September 10th at 5:06. Call roll, please.
Archer.
Here.
Geraghty. Mayo. Maloney.
Here.
Petit.
Here.
Rodriguez.
Present.
Ronk.
Okay. And can I have a motion to approve the minutes from the August 13th and August 20th regular meetings?
So moved.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So moved. All right, let's get right into resolutions. Resolution number 15, setting a public hearing on proposed Local Law 1 of 2019. The local law amending the Code of the County of Ulster in relation to Local Law number 5 of 1991, a local law adopting a hotel motel room occupancy tax to clarify the tax law's application of short-term and vacation rentals.
I'll move it.
That was postponed in economic development.
Well, you got to still move it and second it.
Yeah.
Okay.
But
did somebody move it?
I did.
Yes.
Yeah. So we're still on the public hearing, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Surely we can move it along to let the public comment on it, right?
It was postponed from economic development. Yes.
Oh, well, speaking about economic development then, I suppose.
Legislator Rodriguez.
Madam Chair, I also, just through the chair to Legislator Maloney, I thought there was still work being done on this to actually get more support. No?
Well, it was, is Ken here?
He's in a different meeting right now.
I hear he has another way of doing it that's essentially the same thing,
but
a little different. Legally,
but
I just assume let the public speak on this one. It's not going to affect whether we put another one in. Ken's version.
You just try to basically get it done.
I hear what you're saying,
and I'm not, you know.
I'm
okay with that. Okay,
if it's not going to pass, I can't spend any more. It's been
all right.
You know, 2
good
years
enough,
almost.
Good
I've
enough.
Been. I mean, I can't.
But
get
it
public comment.
Hasn't come out of economic development.
Why?
It's
then it shouldn't be on. It shouldn't be on the. We shouldn't be. Right. It shouldn't be on the agenda here if it was postponed.
You can actually still pass it out of Ways and Means. Remember, each individual committee, it won't go to the floor because it's still being held in economic development. But you can still technically pass it here. If it passes at all or whatever, but you know what I'm saying, you can still pass it in Ways and Means. That doesn't actually stop the process overall because it's still held up in economic development. You know what I'm saying?
So it's still not going to go to the floor this month.
The economic development will be the deciding factor where a lot of us are on. Can we pass it to economic
Plus
development?
Three of us are on, yeah.
Yeah.
So,
Laura, your thoughts?
I mean, I would like to see it move on and either, you know, be defeated or passed. It's been going on forever. I'm still not sure. I've had some real active conversations. I understand the concern about being locked into one entity. But the way we're doing it now, we have no enforcement capability. So we can send out letters. The real upstanding people are going to come in and you know, put in for their permits and pay. But the other ones, what are you going to do? Because we don't have enforcement, we can't walk in and demand for a private business to open up their books, not as a county. At least not with the way it is. So, you know, and if this doesn't pass, then we'll find another way to, either give the county some enforcement capabilities. We may have to rewrite the law.
Ken's on economic development, too, if he has it. Right? I thought he was on economic development now.
Oh, who did it?
Oh, okay.
He quit.
Herb's on. All right.
Is that the agenda?
We're talking about Herb.
So on the resolution,
I'm an aye.
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 No.
All right. We're done.
Okay, resolution 383, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute a contract with the New York Governor's Traffic Safety Committee for overtime reimbursement at the Sheriff's Office.
I'll move it.
Second. Any questions? Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution 384, the amending of the 2019-2024 Capital Improvement Program to establish Capital Project Number 548, Department of Social Services, Basement Restoration, and amending the 2019 Capital Fund Budget, Department of Public Works.
I'll move it for discussion.
Second. Legislator Rodriguez.
Does the administration want to...
Yes, so this is for engineering work. Back in 2004, there was work done in the basement of the Social Services Department. Basically, there was a problem with the water table. It was hydrofracturing the slab. We are experiencing similar problems now. This will just add this capital project and fund just the engineering portion so that they can give us a few different options on how to fix the problem.
And if I could just add to that, currently the space down there was for conference rooms and some offices. It's my understanding they're no longer using the offices because of the water. And, you know, back in 2004, they had opted to put in some heavy-duty sealant. But because the water tables keep increasing. They're going to have to take another look at...
Do you have mold?
They said no.
I don't think that there's a mold issue. It's actually just the water.
Okay. Have we tested for radon?
Then they moved into the building a long time ago.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution 386, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered into by the county, Catholic Charities of Orange, Sullivan, and Ulster, Department of Social Services.
I'll move it.
Second?
Second.
Okay.
Do you want me to...
Yeah, there were a couple of questions that came up compared to the budget from last year. It's gone up significantly. And there was actually, why don't you share what your initial thought was there?
So the Department of Social Services initially thought that it might make sense to try to open up this warming center starting as soon as the temperatures hit 32 and open it as a 24/7 entity all the way through till the temperatures rose. That way people would know when it was open. The idea is that this is a program through Code Blue that we're required to do through the state. They had initially thought that there would be some savings in doing that and that the state would approve doing the 24/7. It is not going to be approved doing that, and so this is quite a bit higher than you saw last year, and we're going to get numbers for this just being open once Code Blue is activated, which means whenever it's below 32 degrees in the county. So we're going to come back. We're asking that this resolution be no action taken or postponed for a week, and we'll come back to you with lower numbers.
Because it currently sits at 1.6, and that was the question.
Yeah.
The significant increase. So
it's supposed to be cold this year, too.
Yeah. We're supposed to have a rough year.
So, I mean, every day that it's below 32, we get reimbursed by the state to have it open. So,
So can I get a motion to postpone?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Thank you. Postpone till next week. Okay. Resolution 387, approving the execution of a work order.
But to vote on?
I'm sorry, what? Oh, I said, I didn't. Sorry. All in favor on the postponement?
Aye.
Sorry.
Aye.
Okay, I was anxious to get to the next one.
That's the exciting one.
Okay, 387, approving the execution of a work order with the Dormitory Authority of the State of New York to provide design and construction management services related to Capital Project Number 486, Window Replacement Project, amending Capital Project Number 86, Window Replacement Project for Jacob Hardenberg Hall, and amending the capital fund budget, SUNY Ulster.
I'll move it.
Second?
Second.
So, I mean, Laura was at, Legislator Petit was at Capital Public Works. I was not. I believe came in and spoke to this as basically when the original capital project was for half the windows to be replaced. As they started to replace the windows, they realized they all needed to be replaced, and so the additional cost is going back for that.
And there's, they had tested for asbestos and other contaminants. They didn't realize how bad it was. So what they're going to have to do is when they start, they'll start in summer session, so they will not be able to hold any classes there. And they'll have to encapsulate the building while they remove all these windows.
Yeah.
So essentially, it's doubled the cost, which is unfortunate, but these windows were put in the 60s, and that's what they did to insulate.
And might as well do it once, then break it up into two.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All
But I think going forward, they're going to anticipate this is going to be a normal occurrence until they get the windows all repaired.
Well, actually, I was going to say, what's the date? And I apologize.
Yes. Definitely.
Madam Chair, to any member who wants to answer, how many other instances would we hypothetically have of... Based on the date of when these buildings were built.
Buildings.
Exactly, when they were basically last, on record, worked on.
That's a question I can send to the university.
Okay, all right, that's fine.
I don't think they've replaced windows, they've done doors.
I don't think.
No, I remember the door thing, I know, and that's all inside, and that's not going to,
Probably like all of them.
So probably all the.
They haven't had a big, that would be my answer.
Probably all of them.
Yeah. We've not invested in this is really the focus the next year or two. Okay. All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Aye. Resolution 389, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute a grant agreement with the Community Foundations of the Hudson Valley for the Ulster County Midtown Linear Park Project, Department of Planning.
I'll move it.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution 390, amending capital project number 479 to provide for additional engineering and right-of-way incidental services for the Ulster County Midtown Linear Park, PIN 8761.82, Department of Planning.
I'll move it.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Discussion?
Yep.
This was postponed in Public Works. We are going to have a special meeting. It's been scheduled for next Tuesday. There will be some proposed amendments. It's my understanding I have to make them on the floor. We can't make them here.
I thought it was to 391.
390.
Per our rules, just as point of order,
yes.
Or actually technically point of parliamentary procedure. You can make an amendment in committee with the consent of the two sponsors. So that's
okay. And
so you actually have. The reason I was just suggesting, you may want to hold off on doing it right now is simply because you're going to be having a public works meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And just like when we discussed Resolution 15, where it was postponed in a different committee, this particular resolution, I guess this one and 392 were also both postponed. Is that correct?
391.
All right. So it's just 390 and 391 that were both postponed in committee, right?
Right.
So that if you're proposing an amendment, you probably want to do it at that meeting, which is when?
But my understanding that the amendments were for 391 and not 390,
yeah.
And that we could go ahead with 390 and then... we could go ahead and vote on 390, and you still can make your amendments to 391, which is my understanding where the amendments were. Herb?
I just spoke to the chairwoman, and she said that there will be an amendment to this resolution.
To this one?
To 390?
To 390.
Okay. What's
the
that amendment?
The engineering.
Oh, okay.
How do we vote on the resolution?
Thank you, Madam Chair. So, this is not going to sound great, but this is what you do. You vote this through now, because if this has been held up, or rather, it's going back to Public Works, right? 390 and 391 are both postponed as of this moment in Public Works.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So you vote on this. Your two options are either A, yes, we could postpone it here. We could do that because we meet again, right? Because we actually meet again, you can postpone it right now because your meeting's going to happen between now and then. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Your meeting's going to happen before session?
I think we were talking about 391. I don't think that the chairwoman meant 390.
I think
Legislator Ronk.
Thanks. I came into the middle of this. I apologize. There was another meeting downstairs. Wouldn't the reasonable thing just be, since there's going to be a special meeting of Public Works anyway, why not just postpone both of them until next week?
Is it going to be before next week?
It'll be at 5, and then Ways and Means is at 5:30.
Okay.
Okay.
So it can go on both.
Point of clarification,
yeah.
I think the attachment may be the letter from the planning department, or to the planning department from the engineer, stating that some of... additional changes would not increase the change this cost.
Sure, but you don't lose anything by postponing 390. Your two options are either to pass it right now as is or to postpone it. So
somebody want to make the motion?
I move to postpone Resolution
Second.
390.
All in favor?
Before we discuss it to death.
All in favor?
Before.
Sorry. That's okay.
We could do worse.
I thought it'd be nice to discuss it now and
Resolution 392, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an intermunicipal agreement with the New York State Energy Research and Development Authority.
So moved.
Second?
I'll second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution 393, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered into by the county, BAE System Controls, Inc.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution 394, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered into by the county, Cambridge Systematics, Inc., Department of Planning.
I'll move it.
Second?
No second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution 395, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an agreement with the New England Interstate Water Pollution Control Commission to accept grant funds and amending the 2019 Ulster County adopted budget, Department of Environment.
I'll move it.
Second?
Second.
All in favor? Oh, yes. Legislator Rodriguez.
What is the New England Interstate Water Pollution Control Commission?
So...
just a, and why are we doing anything with New England?
This is a grant to allow the Department of the Environment to do culvert work outside the watershed for the local municipalities. Right now, Aaron Bennett works inside the watershed, does much of the same work. So this will be grant funding for that. We may be working with Cornell Cooperative on this as well.
And when did we become part of New England?
It's the funding source.
I just think five more seconds.
I've always considered it.
Anything else?
Several
I want to express my hostility towards New England.
Okay.
It's Saugerties, Ulster,
Woodstock. And I think some of the southern counties as well. No, there's a big need for this work outside the watershed.
There's three.
All in favor?
There's culvert plants.
But definitely
for three.
Okay.
And somebody.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Resolution 396, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an intermunicipal agreement with the New York Power Authority for compliance of a or completion of a geothermal clean energy challenge stage 3 design study.
I'll move it.
Second.
Any questions?
At least it's New York.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution 397, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an agreement with the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation to accept grant funds under the 2018 Municipal Zero Emission Vehicle and ZEV Infrastructure Rebate Program, Department of Public Works.
Move it.
Second?
I'll second.
All in favor? Opposed? Resolution 398, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an intermunicipal agreement with the New York State Power Authority for solar advisory services at the Quarryville site and declaring intent to act as lead agency under CECRA, Department of Environment.
Move it.
Second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution 399, amending the resolution number 160 of 2019, establishing capital project number 540 for the Sampsonville Road culvert in the town of Rochester, PIN 8762.35. Okay.
She doesn't like it when you interrupt her.
That's okay. Will.
Oh, because it's Rochester, it's okay.
It's okay. Exactly.
I don't think you want to read the PIN number three more times.
I want the full resolution.
I was only going to read it once. Don't worry.
All right, it's been moved.
Seconded?
Second.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Just all that
Boy, they're
Rochester.
All very feisty today, aren't we?
Sorry, I'm new here.
Welcome. Resolution number 400, approving the execution of a contract in excess of 50 entered into by the county, Seal Coat USA, Inc., Department of Public Works.
Moved.
Second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution 401, setting a public hearing on proposed local law number 9, a local law amending local law 6 of 2014 to improve and strengthen the the Sustainable Energy Loan Program to be held on Thursday, October 10th, 2019 at 6:30.
Moved.
Second?
Second.
Yes.
Legislator Ryan. On the resolution, particularly on the law, didn't the LDC that we did business with in this go under? Like, didn't it dissolve? The Westchester Group, what was it? I forget what it was called.
It may have. I mean, that may have been why we needed to update the law. I know that, you know, the legal department with
my understanding. This would apply to any company that was.
So are they making payments?
Not just to that.
I'm sure it's all good.
Yeah, I know there's local businesses that are looking forward to using this program currently.
Yes.
With whom? I mean, you know, we specifically were working as a county with and had a contract with that LDC that we joined as a member. You know, we did that by resolution. So I have concern, you know, it came to my attention that the LDC that we had joined had dissolved, and that was not brought to us. And then now I have concern about altering this without knowing what we're going to be moving forward.
Legislator Rodriguez.
Madam Chair, at this time, I'd like to postpone Resolution 401 since we have another meeting.
Okay.
We can, in between, we'll
kind
of get
if
the
there's
get
any
that
information
get those.
That the executive's office has, you know, regarding that. I'd appreciate it. I think I was the lone vote against joining that in the first place.
So you want a second?
Would you like to second my motion,
Mr.
Kusmaier?
All in favor for postponement?
Aye.
Okay, you'll get back to us with some information on it. Great.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
I'd like to block 402, 403, 404.
I'll make a motion. Or a second?
Thank you.
Second, sorry.
Okay. So for the block, all in favor of resolutions, blocked resolutions 402, 3, 4, 5, and 6.
Always the meaning of that, but I mean, I'm willing to go along with that because it's easier, it's more clear. So vote on the block first, then.
It's 402 through 405.
402, 403, and 405.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I said that.
Okay. She mentioned 405.
She said 6.
Oh.
No, so just the first two.
Why would you go in?
Because you keep talking. That's why. So if you will. Okay, so on the block.
Aye.
All in favor of the block?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. On the resolution, 402, 403, 404.
Aye.
Okay. Thank you. Resolution 405, the Ulster County Commissioner of Finance to accept redemption offers relative to payment of real property taxes in 2017, Article 11, in REM foreclosure proceeding.
I'll move it for discussion.
Second.
Second.
Legislator Ron?
Is this a legal settlement? Oh, and the Deputy County Executive has got
this. This is the start of the foreclosure process.
Okay, I got it. Never mind.
Yeah.
Sorry.
And so it's the last day to redeem
February 20th.
Don't
we usually start that
later? No, normally not. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yes.
So this is not making the schools whole. This is on a separate piece of property, and I do
this
apologize.
This is all properties that are
all the
yes.
Well, because remember, because it's 2017, and we're going back 3 years. That's why you have it in front of you now, because we're about to go and close out fiscal year 2019,
and
therefore
October,
go back 3 years.
Receive their foreclosure notice.
That means you didn't pay 2019.
February 20th.
I think my question is, though, I mean, I know that we're supposed to make the schools whole, but what do they actually do to collect their own taxes, since they're benefiting from...
They have their own tax collection.
Remember, what they don't collect is on me to collect.
Yeah.
Because I'm the delinquent taxpayer for the county.
Which is how it is in every county in the entire
state
of New York.
Except one.
Westchester, I know, I'm aware. Okay, but I don't want to talk about that.
I love her.
Okay, because Westchester figured it out somehow.
I have just a procedural question. Is it automatic you reach that, whatever it would be, 1,000 days, 3 years, and we automatically as a county start for the foreclosure process on that marker,
it's
or is there ever discretion?
It's the third year of tax. You may just have 2017 open.
Oh, no, I'm not even.
But
it's
it
more
is.
Of a procedural
it's,
question.
It's a procedural question.
Because a couple of months
it's
ago,
the
acting county executive had there was a press release sent out saying that she was going to start foreclosure.
That was that was a specific parcel.
Yeah, but right. Did they just reach that point? Because it seemed like in the article she was using discretion to go there. That's where my question comes from. That
they were up for.
So like, they were over the 3-year mark.
Yes.
So and it's not automatic.
There are certain properties that the county attorney will, because of the environmental liabilities.
We don't want to be.
We don't want to be in title.
Chain
of title for. So those properties
and
will
who and that's
be
just left. We're not really in on those
well,
discussions.
Well, the minute
as
you take it, yeah.
Oh no, I understand that,
it,
but
yeah.
But you see the danger there, where you're leaving it up to who makes that call. The county attorney. The county attorney's making that environmental call.
Let's put it this way: a list is provided of potentially hazardous properties via the town. We ask
gas stations, dumps.
Well, yeah,
sure.
And we also.
So Tech City obviously
has
its issues.
We ask the building inspectors for. Kind of
but we obviously, model. I mean, we've waited on some of these buildings over at Tech City, which we've started to move on now, but I just wonder, I mean, I had that question, you haven't been here, I've had that question for a couple of months. Was it, I mean, it was environment, and it was the county attorney that said, let's not go but into...
Keep in mind, though, the entity also has put a delay of us from foreclosing, too.
They have the ability.
No, the owner.
Oh,
he can redeem. I mean, he
well,
can
no,
redeem,
he can
right?
put a stay on through the court,
which is just becomes is more legal
true.
Hurdles.
Mm-hmm. Which is what
which was what
but
we're going through now.
In
it was
years.
Just
mm-hmm. yes.
Yeah.
But on this case, it had just become delinquent the third year. I mean,
this was the third year, but they did also delay it by putting in a stay,
right.
And that's why the county attorney's pursuing that stay. Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't like these properties were up.
Yeah, this specific parcel was this year eligible in terms of 19.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the county does use an environmental attorney to advise us
right.
relative to those
yeah.
parcels.
Yeah.
On the resolution, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution 406, accepting the accounting of unpaid school taxes for the 2019-2020 school year, directing payment to be to the school districts and directing re-levying pursuant to New York real property tax law.
Moved.
Second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Any new business?
I have two questions for the county attorney's office based on this being the personnel committee. I understand that there have been several, retirements, resignations, people being moved around, and there's two departments who I'm not sure I know who's running them right now because we don't have a letter filed with our office on an interim department head. And that would be the Department of Veterans Affairs and the Office of Employment and Training with the move to economic development. So if you could help apprise me of who's running those departments.
Yes. So Veterans Affairs, the legislature has not received a letter.
That's my understanding, is that we've not received a letter on who's the interim director.
Or who will be the interim, because Steve's not going, right?
No, he left August 31st.
Oh, he's on the 31st. Okay, so he's gone.
Assisting on a part-time basis. Frank Ruggiero is the acting, and we'll get a letter over immediately. I'm surprised that one has not gone over. Obviously, there...
He's a budget analyst here, right?
There is currently no vacancy in OET. The charter allows the county executive to... appoint one person to be a head of multiple agencies. Lisa Berger has a very competent deputy, but OET and economic development work hand in hand, and she is currently the department head in OET, the director of OET, and on Monday will begin to be the deputy director of planning.
Who answers to Dennis?
Yeah.
In previous, I believe in previous
yeah.
cases where somebody has a dual role, such is filed with our office.
We'll make sure that that happens.
Thank you.
So you're combining, just so I'm clear, you're combining...
The departments aren't being combined.
But they're going to be combined under one person's leadership.
Correct.
In the same way that the Youth Bureau and the Human Rights Commission, but when County Executive Hine did that, it was done with notification to our office.
And that's actually your appointment, right? Did
that's
you
correct.
You appointed Lisa?
The start date is Monday.
I did not read that at that point.
Actually, it said deliberately that the county executive had appointed.
And just so
are
I'm
you
clear,
appointing Lisa,
Frank?
Or is it
not the appointment?
I was told it was the charter.
Is Frank so an interim, or is...
Interim.
So you're in charge of tourism now as well.
Hold on, now
okay.
I have a question.
Yes, Legislator Rodriguez.
Through the chair to the planning director, so just to make sure I'm clear, you appointed Lisa, not the county executive, because the press release explicitly says that the executive had the sole appointing authority to appoint this person. Was that an inaccuracy in the press release?
I can't answer that.
Okay. Just want to know. Got it.
Dennis is the appointing authority, and Dennis had appointed Lisa Burke.
Yeah. I did do the
press release. Questions per se?
Yes. Okay.
I attended the last environmental meeting, and the question was posed about filling a community energy coordinator. There was funding put into the Department of the Environment. We did it as an amendment to our budget back at least 10 months ago. And I was a little concerned about the position not being filled. I mean, we're already into September, which leaves maybe 3 months. So we create these personnel lines, and you know, again, they're very often left vacant.
And so who are you?
Through the chair?
Did you address that in the environment meeting?
It was, if manager could speak to it.
Yeah. I know that we had a meeting.
We had a meeting.
Yeah. I just briefly checked on it, and you said it's a work in progress, if I recall.
Yes, at the last Public Works, it's a work in progress. I think
at
what
Public
we had,
Works,
we
yeah.
had talked about was right. coming up in August at some point, a draft job description in September, which we are in
Excuse
the
me, can you guys just hold
first
on,
week
please?
Of September, that we would be posting that with the intentions of hiring in
October.
Okay, so it's been posted?
No. We said we would post in September.
Okay.
In September.
Okay. Thank you. Any other questions? Old business? Okay. I'll take a motion for
adjournment.
Second.
Thank you.
Just so you know, one of the reasons that confusion exists is the ability to assign an individual to the department.
Well, you said this wasn't on there, but then we got funding.